Thanks for downloading this My Gay and Lesbian podcast for Switzerland. Finally, I must admit that size really doesn't matter. Though it may seem small compared to other Swiss cities, Lausanne's throbbing with an eclectic mixture of bars and restaurants. And the diverse range of activities for partygoers will have you on all fours by dawn. Could come in handy depending on who you're walking home with. The prestigious Mad Nightclub has made Lausanne king, or maybe queen, of the gay party scene in the French-speaking part of Switzerland. It's quite surprising to find such a dynamic five-story nightclub in the middle of this pretty little city. It also hosts the gay and lesbian night Trix every Sunday of the year and is the perfect place to meet friendly locals who'd be happy to show you around. Kenny Carpenter, DJ from the infamous Studio 54 in New York, talked about this famous venue.
One of the main things I like about the Man Club is the diversity of parties that they have. You know, that you got your student night, you got your gay night, you got your disco night, you got so many different types of events going on over there. I think that when you have a club that's survived for 20 years, when you dance there, even if you're not dancing there, when you walk into the place when it's empty, you feel some kind of vibration from all of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have danced there before you. You feel some kind of a vibe that's in that place.
There are also the legendary and decadent jungle parties, showcasing well-known international DJs and attracting a huge gay following across Switzerland and beyond.
So tell me a bit about the jungle party in general.
Yes, it's very nice. It's a good party for gay people, for love, for meeting a very, very nice boy. Yeah. You are a very nice boy, yeah. What's your name, darling?
My name is Derek. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Katrin.
Katrin, nice yes. to meet you, Katrin. Do you speak English, doctor?
Of course I do.
You do, and what are you healing here tonight?
Oh, everything, especially heart problems.
What kind of heart problems?
Well, broken hearts, and that's it, broken hearts.
Broken hearts, okay. And who is your nurse?
My nurse is Mrs. Fifi.
Mrs. Fifi, do you speak English?
Yes, I do.
Yes, and what are you doing here tonight, Miss Fifi?
We do prevention, HIV prevention, and other, for if there's illness, or if there's ass problem, or cock problems, or heart problems.
It's Europe's version of a circuit party, and if you catch the phone party in July, you'll leave with a very hot impression of what you might have thought was a cold country. A very popular lesbian hangout in Lausanne is the 4310. It's a mix of lesbians and gays. The music can sometimes remind you of a 1980s high school dance, but you can find a quick catch or have a few drinks to get the night started. There are other club options like Amnesia by the Lake at Vidi Park, or the Cult Club and D Club, both in the city center. None of these are exclusively gay, but they play good music and are, of course, gay-friendly. No matter where you go, you'll always find friends in Lausanne. DJ Flo from Lausanne told me about her favorite places to go.
So first I'll probably go to the Tribeca because there is a terrace and there is no cars and no...
It's a very calm, relaxed place.
Calm, and I think the lesbians, they really love this place. Then at night, I would probably go to a restaurant called the Allier, which is a little bit not uptown, but you have to go a little bit up. And there is a garden inside. I mean, it's very, very nice decorated, and it's totally gay atmosphere, even if there are lots of different kind of people. There's a lounge, very nice music, and the food is very good too. And then I would probably go, if you're still in mood for like a party, to the Fille Affranchie party, which is once every 2 months or something.
The trendy Flon district is a revamped area of rail depot warehouses. There you'll find some elegant dining options, including the Pure. The snazzy contemporary Italian cuisine on the outside patio shouldn't be missed in the summer. The classic Café Romand at Place Saint-François attracts a mix of generations and is a favorite for fondues. Or if you're watching your figure, the Café de l'Hôtel de Ville offers a generous choice of healthy salads at lunch in the famous Place de la Palue. If you'd like to travel back to the old gay school on red velvet drapes, Le Saxo is a gay and lesbian hangout with a bar downstairs and a restaurant on the upper floor. The bar is swarming with flirty locals who'll give you the eye, and maybe more. Of course, there's more to Lausanne than its night owl fun. The popular Vidi Park is a great place to have a picnic by the lake. You may have to get there early on the weekends because some locals send a family member down quite early to reserve their favorite spot. You can soak up the rays cooled by a soft lake breeze while you enjoy some of the most spectacular views from any Swiss city. If you'd like to tan those buns, there are a few places along the lakeside within minutes of Lausanne. Ask any local you meet about the nude beaches if you're interested in taking off your clothes and tanning in what your mama gave you in complete liberty. Minus the lurking eye here and there, but do you really mind? If you're not into nudism and it's not summer, the Pink Beach, Switzerland's largest gay sauna, is a great place to cruise or just relax. It's by far the cleanest and most modern gay sauna in Switzerland and will even have sauna skeptics questioning their beliefs. As in most Swiss cities, you'll find the typical array of top-name designer boutiques along the most expensive street in Lausanne, the Rue de Bourg. If you're planning on getting dressed up for the evening, Scorpion on Rue de la Madeleine, just off Place de la Palue, carries a wide selection of designer jeans and party wear. Back in the famous Flon district, Maniac, a family-owned and operated business, provides a cool alternative for streetwear lovers and even has its own label. The shopping, clubbing, dining, relaxing, and gay friendliness of it all make Lausanne the perfect Swiss getaway. My Swiss home away from home.